Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
True or false? Walmart has eye care. True. Stop by Walmart to save and browse top designer frames right where you already shop. And they accept most insurance. Welcome to Easy Eye Care. Welcome to your Walmart.
All right. How you doing, everyone? I'm Ross Salzberg, and you certainly know the deal here by now. I want you all to listen up and get a load of this. College sports, as we currently know it, is in big-time trouble. Big time. Something's got to be done immediately. And that something is the transfer portal. It's got to go. You hear me? It's got to go. So like I said, I want you all to listen up now and get a load of this. We've discussed this, folks, more than on one or two or three or four occasions. We've discussed it several times. You've heard me say it over and over again. I'm all for people making money, okay? I've been a proponent, and I was a proponent for the longest time, of college athletes being paid. I never dreamt that they'd be being paid like they're being paid now, but nonetheless, the money is out there. And if they can get a piece of the pie, God bless them. I am not against that, okay? I have no problem with some of these people making the money that they're making. The problem that I do have is college sports. It's no different. It's no different than pro sports free agency. It really isn't. The only difference is in college sports, they hide behind this quote-unquote student-athlete mumbo-jumbo, which is nothing but a bunch of bullcrap, okay? They hide behind that. They hide behind that they're going to school to get an education, which, quite frankly, I guess it's not fair for me to generalize, but in general, that's a bunch of garbage. It's a bunch of garbage. You know, name, image, likeness. Name, image, likeness. For an athlete, athletes to be paid for their name, their image, what they can do, I do not have a problem with that. In fact, I think it's fair. No problem at all. But the transfer portal has to go. And the reason to me, the reason why it has to go, every time I turn, I'm looking at something. Some school is missing, they're losing these many guys. I read where Duke's basketball team just lost seven guys. I mean, a couple of them are going into the draft, but I mean, seven players. You hear that Colorado with Deion Sanders, they're losing a bunch of people, which quite frankly, I don't care because he's always looking to buy people. And that's part of the problem with college athletics now. Because that's the hypocrisy of college athletics in general. There's nothing more hypocritical in this country than college athletics, not even politics. College athletics. You know, they give you that, as I said earlier, that student athlete mumbo jumbo. It is a bunch of garbage. the way kids are allowed to transfer, okay, wait a minute. I'm not going to be the starting quarterback. Then I want to transfer. I'm not going to be, wait a minute. You got a running back ahead of me? I want to transfer. I'm not going to be your starting linebacker? I want to transfer. I'm not going to be this. I'm not going to be that. I want to transfer. The greatest example that I heard was from the guy who's at the very top of Mount Rushmore of college head coaches. Any place, any time. Can certainly be considered the greatest of all time. Nick Saban, the now former head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide football team. Saban knew it was time to go when one of his athletes said to him, well, you know, coach, this is what it's going to cost to keep me here. This is what it's going to cost to keep me here. This is college sports. And Saban was right to leave. And listen, one of the great college basketball coaches, Jay Wright of Villanova, you know, an NCAA champion on more than one occasion, not a good coach, a great coach, ran a great program at Villanova. He's never publicly come out and said it, but you can bet your bottom dollar that when Jay Wright called it quits a few years ago, he called it quits because he saw the writing on the wall and he wanted no part of this. He wanted no part of this. How do you build programs? You know how Jay Wright built programs? With the likes of Jalen Brunson of the Knicks, with the likes of Josh Hart of the Knicks, with the likes of Dante DiVincenzo of the Knicks. They were all part of his Villanova teams. With the likes of Mikal Bridges from the Nets, part of his Villanova teams. All quality young men, quality pros, outstanding college students, student athletes. That's what you build on. But you can't do that any longer with this transfer portal. And the reason I say the transfer portal has to go. I am a firm believer it's got to go. Kids want to make money, name, image, likeness, that's fine. But and if a kid wants to transfer, well, let me put it to you this way. Let's first address name, image, likeness. Okay, let's first address name, image, likeness. If I'm going to get you X amount of dollars from whatever sponsor or however it's going to come, I'm giving you that. That's going to be our agreement. Your agreement with me. Me being the school. Not a separate sponsor. Me being the school. You get that name, image, likeness from me being the school. And what do you have to give me in return? You have to give me your work ethic. You have to give me your commitment to my school. And you have to stay here. And the only reason you can transfer is if there is a hardship. And I'm not talking about some phony hardship. I'm talking about a real hardship, a hardship that has to be investigated. It's easy to say, well, I got to be home because I want to be home. No. And by the way, what are we teaching young people? What are we teaching young people? College athletes. You know what? You got the NFL draft coming up this week. I personally don't want a kid who just wants to transfer and transfer and transfer because it didn't work out for him. You got to give a commitment. You want to be the starter? You want to be the man? Then you got to fight to be the man. You want to be the lady? You got to fight to be the lady. It's not working out your way, so you throw up your arms and say, I want out. I want to transfer. I can't get my way. I don't want to be part of the building process. I don't want to take the journey. I just want to get to the destination. That's what college sports is becoming. I just want to dance. I don't want to pay the price. That's what college sports has become. And then now I get this argument. Well, wait a minute, Russ, but coaches are allowed to leave. Well, if a coach leaves, then a coach leaves. But your deal is with the school. In professional sports, if a coach leaves and you have a contract with said team, then you are with that said team until your contract is either runs out or the team trades you. But you don't just leave because your coach leaves. Now, listen, I know, you don't even have to get me started about the hypocrisy with college coaches who leave from one program to another. I think that's a bunch of garbage. But I'm talking about the college athletes now and the transfer portal. I think it's detrimental to college sports. It's a bad situation. A really, really, really bad situation. If a coach leaves, the coach leaves, but your agreement is with your school. If I'm going to Acme University and the head coach leaves, I'm still at Acme University because my deal is with them. That's what the deal is. Because it's just, I mean, from one school to another, you're just reading this person is transferring, that person is transferring. What's going on? And let me tell you something else, folks, about this transferring business. All these teams and all these college athletes, they think they're going to be pros, and they're not going to be pros. There's X amount of NFLers. In particular, I'm talking about football and basketball. I remember years ago. In fact, I remember it. I remember the show vividly. Jim Boeheim was on with Carmelo Anthony when he was a freshman or you know, he was leaving after his freshman year. Carmelo Anthony. And he was on a talk show. It might have been with the late Tom Snyder. And I remember Jim Boeheim saying that probably every starting member of the starting five in the top 25, every one of those thinks they're going to be a pro, and that probably goes for players 6 and 7 and maybe even 8 on those respective teams. It's stupid. It's unrealistic. Again, I'm all for an athlete making money. But, you know, I guess now that the scholarship doesn't mean anything because they just want to make the money. I mean, you get college athletes, they're making millions of dollars. And, I don't want to sound like a hypocrite here. You know, making money. Let the kids make the money. But you know what? That education still is worth something and should be worth something. But it's not right now because nobody cares. A coach walks in, a recruiter walks in to a household, sits down with mom and dad. And the discussions are not, how are you going to take care of my son? What kind of education is he going to get? A course load, this and that. No, it's, well, okay, how much are you paying him? How much can he make? That system is broken. It's just broken. It does not work. And you know, when these kids come out, you know, my I don't want to sound silly, but how do you gain respect? You know, you get these kids coming out of high school making millions of dollars. Coach is going to tell this kid, him or her, what to do? No, the kid is going to tell the coach what to do. The system is broke, folks. The system is busted. The transfer portal's got to go. Now, if you're asking me, well, Russ, what do you suggest? I don't know. Listen, I know it's a complicated issue, and I know we're talking about lawsuits and everything else moving forward. I understand that. But it can't go on like this. And it's only going to get worse. You know, a college education is very expensive these days. Very expensive. You know, tuition in universities and to go to school can cost you $70,000, $80,000 without blinking for a year. That athletic scholarship, that scholarship, it's got to be worth something. There's got to be something important attached to it. It's called getting an education, getting the whole college experience. And I'm not naive. I get that people need money. But you know what? Every kid in college doesn't need $1 million. Doesn't need $500,000. Man, back in the day, which is just a few years ago when I was talking about kids making money, I was figuring, all right, you give a kid $10,000, $20,000 a year so he's got, you know, he can live in an apartment, he can fly his parents in to see him, he could fly home if he or she want to be home for a little bit. So there's no hanky-panky stuff under the table. Shady business going on with money being slid here, money being slid there. That's what I was talking about. But it's not that now. It's talking about millions of dollars. I find that absurd. This transfer portal business has to go. I don't have a direct answer right now, but I do know this directly, that the portal has to go. College athletics can't continue the way it's going. Between college, between the transfer portal and what's going on with the legalized gambling, college sports is becoming a sham. And it's in dire need of being fixed immediately. I'll tell you something else that I think needs to be fixed immediately. I think it's the attitude of fans. That's right. You heard me say something about this a couple of weeks ago. Was it a week ago? 2 weeks ago when Met fans, when Francisco Lindor's wife, the Mets shortstop's wife, was talking about like some of the vile, ugly stuff that was on social media about her husband because he's having a lousy year. It's gotten a little better since then. But then I thought about it again this past, I thought about it this past Saturday. The Aaron Judge, who a couple of years ago had 62 home runs. The Aaron Judge, one of the great faces, class guy, in Major League Baseball of the New York Yankees. Aaron Judge struck out 4 times Saturday afternoon against the Tampa Rays. Okay? Struck out 4 times. The 4th time, I believe it was the 9th inning. And the fans at Yankee Stadium booed Aaron Judge. Booed Aaron Judge. Now, let me tell you something, folks. The next time Aaron Judge doesn't go out and bust his ass and give his best effort, the next time he does that will be the first time he ever does that. Aaron Judge is a 100%er, not some of the time, all of the time, 100% of the time. Aaron Judge hurt himself pretty significantly last year, giving himself that screwed up toe, slamming into a wall in L.A. to make a brilliant catch. He wasn't dogging it. He was busting his ass. That's what Aaron Judge was doing. He's batting like a buck 83 now. He's been having a horrible season. I get it. But Aaron Judge doesn't dog it. Not ever. Not ever, ever, ever. And to me, you boo somebody if they're dogging it, if they're being nasty to you, if they're being nasty to the fans. That is the exact opposite of Aaron Judge. He's never been anything but a gentleman to fans, and he never, ever dogs it. Do you think the guy is happy with what he's doing now, batting a buck 83? Do you think you feel worse than Aaron Judge feels? Because if you do, you're nuts. Booing, you know, I love when fans get on other organizations and other cities' fans for how their behavior is. You know what I say to all fans? Look in the mirror. Look at yourselves. I said that a couple of weeks ago when Met fans were, people were getting on Lindor. I will say that to Yankee fans today. Shame on you for booing Aaron Judge. When a guy strikes out, do you think he's doing it because he wants to strike out? You boo your own team if they're being dogs, if they're not giving efforts, if they're not running out ground balls, if they're not running out when a fly ball is hit. You want to boo that? Standing on first and instead of hustling to second? All by all means, I'm for that. But that ain't Aaron Judge. The guy's in a slump, and Yankee fans are booing him. Loudly booing him. And Judge, being a gentleman that he is, says, well, I guess I would do the same, because that's Aaron Judge. Because Aaron Judge gets it. Every professional athlete, baseball player, football player, basketball player, hockey, every professional athlete ought to get it like Aaron Judge. Anybody who boos Aaron Judge is a buffoon. You got me? A buffoon. Period. Booing Aaron Judge. It's absolutely idiotic. And that, my friends, is a wrap on today's Get a Load of This. Now I'd like to be getting a load of you. Let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. You can do so on Twitter at Russ Salzberg. You can do it on Facebook. As always, you can check out my website at RussSalzberg.com. Got to thank my home here at Bleav.com, because I tell you each and every week, Bleav is the number one podcast network for professionals. But above all, got to thank you, the people out there. Because without you, the people out there, I'd have nobody in here to be talking to. And again, please, I want to remind you all, if you haven't done so already, I tell you each and every week, please download the Yes app. And tell your friends and family to do the same, because if you download the Yes app, then you'll be able to see me with a new video portion of Get a Load of This on the Yes app. All you got to do is download the Yes app, and I'm there. A new one comes out each and every Tuesday. And in fact, if you punch up, you'll be able to see all, I think there's 80 of them now. If it's not 80, it's 79. All of them, because they're all there for you to see. You can agree, you can disagree, but all you got to do is punch up the Yes app, download it, and get a load of me, Russ Salzberg, on Get a Load of This, just as you're doing right now. But again, as I say, that's a wrap for now. I wish you all a great week. For those celebrating Passover, a happy holiday. And until then, it is I, Russ Salzberg, bidding you all a bye-bye, so long, and farewell. Talk to you next week.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy.
It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me, a world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.